All right, good afternoon, everybody. Okay. All right, let's roll.
Could you talk, please, about your plan he's able to play? And Bill had already said y'all would put him on like a pitch count. When he comes back, what would you expect from him? What would you expect from him in his first game?
Probably third down plays, you know, because he hasn't been practicing, you know, and so you can put him in there on third down and you can just rush the passer with him and see how that goes. So, you know, that's what we've talked about defensively, and I think that's what it will be if the head coach says okay. Well, he's always had a good attitude, you know, and he tries to learn football and, you know, tries to stay with the game plan and stuff like that. So, but, you know, when you're not out there on the field, it's hard to say what kind of attitude it is. You know, you need to be out there practicing, and then I could tell you a lot more about the attitude then. Well, I expect him to do his very best, you know, and whatever that is, we'll find out. I mean, that's the thing, you know. Every battle on the field is an individual battle, and no one really knows how it's going to come out, what's going to happen. But, you know what kind of skill that he has, you know what kind of skill that his opponent has, and then it's just a matter of the ball being snapped and then executing the plan and the use of the skills. You know, the only thing that we really have to go on is a couple plays in the preseason, and if they turn out that way, then it'd be pretty good.
Romeo, Bill acknowledged that Brian Cushing's frustrated just because he's not playing at his 100% normal level. What have you seen from him on tape when you evaluate how he's playing right now?
Well, I mean, you know, he brought a physical presence to the team when he got back and started playing, and so I was encouraged by that and felt good about that. You know, he's dealing with his knee as best he can, and so as long as he's able to go, you know, we're going to try to let him go. And so, I mean, I knew of him beforehand. And, you know, since I've been here, he's worked with his knee and got back on the field and showed good progress. And so, you know, we'll just keep working with him. Well, you have to prepare for all of them, you know, and so that's makes it a little bit more difficult. But the good part about it is two of them have played regularly, and you could see two of them in regular season games. And then you got to go back to the preseason and see the other kid. But from what I hear and understand, he's got some height, got a strong arm, smart kid, you know. And so he'll do his best as well. Now we'll have to see if we can do our best and slow him down. No, I really don't. I mean, he's been with them, and so he knows the offense. And then I think that if they feel like that he has certain strengths, I think that they'll try to play to his strengths rather than play to any weakness that he might have. So, like, if he throws the out route really good, well, then I think that they might call more out routes, you know, rather than sprint out or roll out passes. You know, so I think that they'll look to what his strong points are and play to his strong points. Well, it's not good enough either way. I mean, we haven't been able to stop the run consistently, and we haven't rushed the passer consistently, so it's a work in progress, and we have to improve in both areas.
And the guys that you've had help fill in, whether it's Simon, Muhammad, you know, Tarpinian, a role player, it seems like Pickett, you know, you've had these guys kind of step in that have helped you through this process when you haven't had Clowney and Cushing hasn't been 100%.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the job in the NFL, is to be ready to go when your number is called. And so you have to study, you have to know the game plan, and many times without many reps. And then if you can go and produce like that, then you have a chance to stay around a while. And so the guys we've been putting in the game, they've been working really hard and producing, you know, some. So that allows us to play and keep games close and all those good things. But we like to get to the point where we can win some of them.
Have you been impressed from what you've seen
Well, I think he's come in and done a nice job, you know, because really, you know, he was in training camp and then he was released. And so he was sitting at home, you know, for a little bit and enjoying life. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get the call and you come off the sofa and you're on the football field. And I think that he handled that nicely. But when you're experienced, you can handle that, you know. And now then I think his conditioning has improved and he's showing up more. So he's been a good addition and he's helped us. Eliminate mistakes. We make mistakes at times, and then when we make a mistake, we let it bother us for a little while until we can settle down again, and then we can go back and try to play. So we have to eliminate mistakes, and that's what we've been trying to focus on the last couple of weeks, really, is eliminate the mistakes, because, you know, we can go along and play halfway decent, and then a mistake is made, and then we kind of on shaky legs for a little bit, and then once we settle down, then we're more consistent. So eliminating those mistakes and then not letting one mistake affect the rest of your game.
How do you coach guys to be able to forget about their mistakes quickly?
Well, it's hard. They can't really forget about them, you know, but what you have to talk to them about is putting it behind them. All right, and don't let the last play affect the next play, because it's the next play is the one that's the most important now, because the last one has already happened.
Coach, how do you coach guys to communicate better on the field so that they don't show frustration in a public forum?
Well, that, you know what, that's hard to do, because when you get frustrated, sometimes you just show it. That's human nature. You know, human nature says show it. The thing that you try to do is you should say, look, if things are not going right and you can do something to fix it, you fix it, all right? And then we'll talk about it on the sideline. And so once everybody understands that's how it should be done, now then, boom, you play is over, then you come back to the sideline, you try to get it corrected, and then you move on. But, you know, when you got young kids, emotional kids, sometimes that message gets put on the back burner and it's not at the forefront, you know, in the heat of the battle.